A ship with a cargo of oil. An oil tanker is a cargo ship specially designed and built for carrying petroleum in bulk. Below deck, it is basically a long steel tank divided into a series of compartments. The forward spaces are designed to carry water, stores, and spare bunkers, and the after spaces contain the ship's boilers and engines, water, stores, and oil bunkers. Between these end spaces, the rest of the ship is divided into a number of separate compartments for carrying the oil cargo and water ballast. Each compartment is oil tight and watertight, with a steel access hatch. A vent pipe is fitted with a special valve to ensure that cargo tanks remain close to atmospheric pressure. The oil tanks are linked by a system of pipelines, by which each can be filled or emptied independently. These pipelines are controlled by numerous valves and are connected to the cargo pumps housed in the after part. From these pumps, pipes rise to the ship's deck, terminating at manifold conveniently placed amidships for connecting to shore pipelines for loading and discharging the cargo. The oil cargo tanks are strengthened internally by framing. They are separated from the engine room by empty spaces called cofferdams, by permanent water ballast tanks, or by a combination of both. The tops of these together form the ship's upper or weather deck. On this is built a large structure aft, comprising the navigating bridge and the accommodation for the ship's captain, his officers, and his crew. Questions. 1. Tankers are used for the carriage of crude oil in... 2. The after spaces are designed to carry... 3. Each compartment must be... 4. The pipelines are controlled by... 5. Manifolds are multiple valves, usually located... 6. The cargo tanks are strengthened internally by... 7. The oil cargo tanks are separated from the engine room by the separating structures called... 8. The accommodation for the ship's captain, his officers, and his crew is always near to...